Hello and welcome to the Sound Steps podcast, Conversations in Auditory Verbal Therapy, with me, Shefali Shah, a listening and spoken language CERT AVT professional. As the excitement around the birth of your little one subsides, the reality of raising this little being can be both exhausting and bewildering. What do you even say to this little person? So if you're wondering how your baby or young child learns to talk or will learn to talk, this Sound Steps podcast is for you. Yes, these conversations are rooted in my practice with babies and young children who are deaf or hard of hearing and the families who raise them to listen, learn and talk via auditory verbal therapy. However, they are equally applicable to all young children developing early and fluent spoken language because auditory verbal therapy is modeled on natural patterns of development. So come have a listen. Welcome to this episode on the Sound Steps podcast, Self-Monitoring. You're probably wondering, really? I mean, I have a toddler and can I expect my toddler to be self-monitoring? What's this all about? Well, come have a listen. 90% of deaf or hard of hearing children are born to hearing parents who have little or no knowledge of deafness. Understandably, many of these families want to raise their child who is deaf or hard of hearing to learn to talk via listening alone, just like they did. Sophisticated hearing technology and the early identification of hearing loss make this possible. The Sound Steps podcast, Conversations in Auditory Verbal Therapy, shares conversations that I've coached parents through to facilitate their deaf or hard of hearing child achieving his developmental milestones and smoothing out bumps along the way, all of which are so essential to bringing your child who is deaf or hard of hearing to age-appropriate or ahead-of-age development, ready to graduate from early intervention services. This show culminates in celebrating the accomplishments of these energetic teenagers and emerging adults as they revel in the abundant choices that have opened up for them as a result of being able to participate in a hearing world. So come have a listen and experience the joy of raising a baby who is deaf or hard of hearing to learn, think and talk via listening alone, via auditory verbal therapy, knowing that with early identification, sophisticated modern hearing technology and appropriate services, your child too can enjoy life in all its fullness, free of limitations. So welcome. The show notes below following each episode with their top tips and timestamps allow you to revisit these conversations. And if you need my help in any way, the links given below will help you reach me. And don't forget to look at the show notes below for resources on this topic. Welcome to this episode on self-monitoring. Principle 8 of the 10 Principles of Auditory Verbal Therapy clearly states, and I quote verbatim, that the LISL professional guides and coaches parents to help the child self-monitor spoken language through listening. So what does it mean to self-monitor? Self-monitoring refers to self-regulation. Now, in order to self-monitor, the child needs to be sufficiently mature because it requires him to step back and observe himself. Not only does he need to be able to observe himself, but he needs to know A, what is expected of him, B, what his own response was, C, what modifications he needs to make to align his responses with those expectations, and finally, D, to know how to modify his response so that, in fact, it aligns with expectations. So not only does he need to be aware of the difference, but he needs to know how to fix it and align his response to that of his environments. So why are we even discussing this? Why is self-monitoring important? Because that is how young children become independent learners. It is the most efficient tool to maintain intelligible speech. As human beings with typical hearing, we do this spontaneously and all the time, especially when we are in new or foreign environments. The deaf or hard of hearing child, by this point in his journey with listening, has become such a confident listener that she is constantly listening to herself talk and evaluating whether or not her speech production accurately mirrors the speech production of her environment. So as I said, this requires maturity and it requires practice. And by practice, I mean self-practice. The child has to have so honed her imitation skills that she can clearly replicate the speech patterns that she hears independently so, without being alerted to it by an adult or someone else outside of herself in her environment. This youngster at 3.5 doesn't quite have his regulation in place and needs his environment, in this case his father, to highlight the inaccuracies in his imitation. So listen to this exchange that we had, Dad and I.
Yeah, and they do a lot of play sessions with other kids. So he's not allowed to sit on his own and drop
papers. So what
papers.
They do is
they kind of put groups together.
Exactly.
And one group is playing with the dinosaurs, on this bucket. Then they move on to the next one, which has ducks in a pond. And they're like two or three or four of them. So if you look at all of his activity pictures, they break them down into four or five kids. And then these kids are interacting and they keep on swapping them around. So he had a friend whose actual name is Vladimir. So he came home one day like, Papa, I have a friend. His name is Vladimir. I'm like, it's not Vladimir. It's Vladimir.
As our deaf or hard of hearing child grows, we are mindfully pulling back on correcting her spoken language, whether on matters of vocabulary or grammar or speech intelligibility. Our monitoring continues, but becomes more subtle. It's all in our gaze. Not judgmental, but gently urging our child, nudging her to listen more closely so that her imitation is completely accurate. This 4.5-year-old youngster has clearly understood the meaning of that glance and spontaneously self-corrects. Listen to him.
Tell me something. What color is this? This.
Oh,
that's purple. And what is this?
Yellow.
Blue. And what color is this?
Blue.
Yes, it is pink.
Pink. Pink.
Not pink, pink.
Pink.
Yes. And you know, there's a pencil there. This is my pen. What's inside this pen? Do you know? This thing, can you see? What is this?
I know.
Ask Mama.
What's it made, Mama?
What's inside the pen, Mama?
What's inside the pen, Mama?
Ink.
Ink.
Ink. Yes, it's ink. Can you blink your eyes? Can you see? So you go blink, blink, blink.
Blinky.
Yeah, blink.
Blink.
Yes, I want to hear the k at the end, just like you said just now. Yeah. Now, suppose if I take... Do you have keys? Do you have keys with you? Let's pretend you have keys in your pocket. All right. Now you take the keys and you throw them into a tub of water. The tub is full of water. What's going to happen to the key? So we put the key into the water and the what key will go?
Inside.
It will go?
Inside.
Down.
Down.
Isn't it? So it will sink.
Sink.
Yes, it will sink. Can you see another sink in this picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, pink.
Yes. Okay, so now I want you to say this, Kwame, huh? Pink, ink, sink, think. Mama?
Pink, ink, sink, think.
You're done.
Ink.
Pink.
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 Ink.
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 Sink.
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 And?
Stink. Ding. Ding.
Sink.
Pink. Sink.
Ink.
Sink.
And?
Sink.
Sink.
Think.
Yes. Did you hear yourself say that? Okay. So let's do it again. Okay. So this is, I'll help you. Pink.
Pink.
Ink.
Ink.
Sink.
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 Think.
Yes. Think.
Think.
You have to hear a k in your head, okay? In your own brain, you have to hear that, okay? Let's try again.
Pink.
Very good.
Sink.
Ink.
Ink. Sink.
Very good.
Think. Yes, you got it.
You heard yourself say it? Now say it one more time and I won't help you.
Think. Think. Then.
Ink.
Ink.
And
then. Think. You got it.
I realized that this was an entirely auditory experience for you and that you weren't able to see the reaction from the child, which is why I'm filling you in. My question is, what was I doing in all this? Firstly, I made it very clear by modeling what the expectation was. The target was that the child produce the k or the k sound in final position in familiar words. And I modeled it through play or by using the words in natural conversation so that the child was continuously hearing several presentations of this sound. And I modeled it and modeled it and modeled it, trusting and confident that this was a child sufficiently mature to have understood the expectation of him, listening sufficiently attentively, so that he was able to match what he was producing to the expectation and then to self-correct or to self-monitor. And if you were to watch the video, you would see him say the sound, as in practice it, and then shake his head that, oh, I'm not quite there. And then he would spontaneously have another go at it. And I keep at it, I keep at the practice until such time as I feel that he really has almost mastered it in that session or in that moment. And then I hand it over to him. And the last round is where he has a go at producing the k sound in 4 or 5 familiar words. And he certainly steps up to the plate because he does an absolutely beautiful job. And he also knows it because you can see the glint in his eye that, yeah, I've got it. That is what self-monitoring is about. That is the moment we are waiting for, where the child takes onus and becomes an independent learner. Thank you so much for your attention and time and for listening to this episode all the way to the end. And the one thought I'd like to leave you with is that self-monitoring is a skill that we work towards in auditory verbal therapy because ultimately maturity is the result of the ability to self-regulate. Whether it is our behavior, our relationships, our social appropriateness, or our spoken language fluency and intelligibility. And coming up next on this podcast is an episode on clear speech. Not surprisingly, because we've just finished discussing self-monitoring. And what does it do? It leads to clear speech. So make sure you don't miss it and come have a listen. If you enjoyed this conversation and are looking to support your deaf or hard of hearing child at Soundsteps, whether in person or online with me, Shefali Shah, contact me at soundsteps.uk. If you are looking to train in auditory verbal therapy with me via my accredited and entirely online LearnAVT course, then do contact me at learnavt.com. Until then, stay chatting with your child.